Let's get to our guest. Ken Wong is with us. He is portfolio specialist for Asian equities at East Spring Investments. He's on the line from Singapore. Ken, we can talk about the macro in a moment as it relates to the Fed and the path of interest rates and the dollar story. Give me your take on where things stand with this semiconductor issue after the Biden administration moved to further restrict China's access to the cutting-edge chip technology that the U.S. has right now. We're seeing a lot of damage across the not only U.S. chip space, but chips in Japan and in South Korea as well.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that's going to be a sort of a knee-jerk reaction, because the fact is that a lot of the various Chinese companies today, still do rely on a lot of semiconductor chips from global companies, and in particular, sort of with China's push towards electric vehicles, there's been really a growing demand for semiconductor chips. And also, this is one of the reasons why over the past couple of years, China has really been increasing their CapEx for their own domestically production of semiconductor chips. So, we're getting to a point now where, potentially that could escalate things further. Potentially that could also be opportunities for semiconductor related companies within China to really step up the process of developing semiconductor chips.
What about when we're looking at some of the big earnings? We're talking about the big slide in TSMC, and it's going to report later in the week. Are you expecting some more downward revisions?
Definitely, within Asia, Japan, I would say, aside from China, where we expect for earnings to potentially have troughed already when it comes to consensus earnings estimates for 2023, for most of Asia, they're still heading towards a lower trajectory when it comes to consensus earnings growth. And so it's one of those situations where, right now, overall market expectations are not looking so well right now for any meaningful earnings upgrade for the time being.
When we look at chip exports for the first 10 days of the month coming out of South Korea, down more than 20%, I'm wondering whether or not you want to try and catch the falling knife here. Are there opportunities to put money to work in the chip space, or are you going to just avoid things for the time being?
Right now, we would want to take a step back and basically look to see where the opportunities are. Now, obviously, if there's certain companies which are going to be trading substantially well below their intrinsic value, being a value style investor, especially across the Asia region, especially within the emerging Asia space as well, we do look for opportunities when it comes to sort of where stocks are trading well below their intrinsic value, especially given some of the large corrections that we've been seeing.
Wanted to get some of your thoughts on where opportunity is when we are looking at these fears of a global recession and central bank tightening. You're looking at India and China as potential, gainers in terms of some economic growth for 2023.
Yeah, that's where exactly we're looking for opportunities. The fact is that when you look at economic growth for this coming year, we still see, fairly strong, robust growth coming from both India as well as China. And also at the same point, when you look at China, the fact is that inflation is not an issue. The fact is that when you look at overall interest rate policies, there's definitely going to be, further loosening when needed. Fiscal policies will also provide more support to the country as well. So there are potential, specific valuation opportunities when it comes to investing in places like China. India, it's really focusing on, sort of the growth opportunities, focusing on specifically where, we're expecting the country to be heading over the next couple of years when it comes to earnings growth potential.
So here in the States, we're looking forward to, I guess you could say, the holiday shopping season as being a key driver of some of the retail price action. Today, Adobe issued a new forecast for online holiday spending, and they are predicting massive discounts, price cuts for computers, electronics, toys, that type of stuff. And I'm wondering how you think margins are going to hold up in the current environment. Is there still, I know you're talking about a relatively low level of inflation in Asia vis-a-vis the U.S., but are you seeing any evidence of price pressure?
Not at the moment, but what we do expect to see potentially is, especially for a lot of Asian exporters, how would the slowdown in the U.S. affect overall bottom line for a lot of the exporters? We know for a fact that overall, when you look at consumer sentiment in places like the U.S., it continues to trend downwards, and it's going to be important to see you know, how this holiday season is going to shape up when it comes to overall sales figures. And if sales figures do come in weaker than expected, then that definitely will have a fairly big impact on a lot of the Asian exporters. And it's also one of the situations now when we look at, you know, places like China, they're actually exporting less to the U.S. and more to Asia. And so, you know, with potential any slowdowns in the U.S., it might not necessarily have as deep of an impact to Chinese exporters, because their focus and their attention now is actually more on Asian countries.
We know a big part of the growth story is China reopening. When we look at Japan reopening as of today, how much is that kind of stymied by the fact that Chinese tourists still can't get in?
That could be a fairly, you know, robust issue, because, you know, pre-COVID, we have seen, you know, a big majority of Chinese tourists being a fairly big spender when it comes to sales and when it comes to, you know, purchasing goods and services within Japan. The fact is that, you know, with Japan opening and with the weekend, it will help to some extent, because there is still going to be quite a bit of pinned up demand from a lot of tourists from other parts of the world. And so this definitely will benefit Japan. But the other important aspect for Japan is, you know, when you do start to have an influx of individuals going in, is that going to also help foreign direct investments? Because the fact that with a weak yen, that does have the opportunities potentially for investors to go back into Japan to see specifically opportunities when it comes to investing in the country again.
You know, we saw a little bit of weakness in the price of crude oil in the New York session, but that's the first sign of weakness we have seen in about 5 days. And in that 5 day period, New York crude was up 17%. As the market focused on the reduced production coming out of OPEC Plus. Where does oil and the potential for oil to remain elevated, where does that enter your thinking very quickly?
Well, when it comes to oil prices, you know, with any weakening of oil prices, it definitely does help some of the Asian countries like India as well as Indonesia when it comes to them being major importers. And so it's going to be one of those situations where when we look at the opportunities, if oil can continue to stay at relatively lower levels, it does definitely benefit some of the Asian countries here who tend to be bigger importers.
Yep. All right, Ken, thank you. We'll see you on TV shortly too. Ken Wong is Asian Equity Portfolio Specialist at Eastspring Investments, on the line for us from Singapore here on Daybreak Asia.